Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
All right, so this Florida mom takes a Grinch-like turn, lies about children's Christmas gift theft to get donated toys, according to the sheriff's department. That's like one of the worst things ever. You're lying about that? They said that a video posted on the sheriff's office Facebook page. The mom is Shanna Hudson. And what ended up happening is she lied about a burglary to get people into getting Christmas gifts for her kids. And it's Lee County Sheriff's Office. They said that the 39-year-old mother faces a false report to law enforcement charge after she told police that a burglar stole gifts for her kids and they had nothing to open on Christmas. So the sheriff's office said she had actually just stashed the gifts elsewhere. And the detectives investigating felt sorry for her kids and they organized donations. But then somebody tipped off Crime Stoppers and said that actually, no, that's not what happened. She just hid the stuff. So they found the items that she hidden, that she had reported stolen. She hid them at a family member's house. And they thought this is horrible. I mean, this is why people think twice if they see like fundraisers and stuff like that, because people like this ruin, you know, the believability of it. It's horrible. And it hurts people who are actually in need. So they said that somebody was dressed as the Grinch taunting her. Literally somebody dressed up as the Grinch as they led her to the police van after her arrest. They found it. They found all these presents wrapped up, stashed behind a washer and dryer, and televisions that she had purchased hidden in a bed. That's so lame. That's so bad. Like, why are people like this? Just I don't know. Let's see. This story, a Florida man's loud music sparked a weekend brawl. The Sumter County, they said 36-year-old Eduardo Ruiz, he decided to have a very loud playlist. And so it all went down, according to, this is Fox 35, the victim was just trying to relax, and this Eduardo Sanchez Ruiz guy was playing his music super, super, super loud. Anyway, long story short, fists were thrown. They said they described it as classic domestic drama stuff. And by the way, the story's written like garbage. Yeah. By the way, it's a horrific written story. Like, it's so bad. Like, people at Fox, like ESPN, don't. Just take Fox 35 story and just repost it. Don't have your people try to be clever. They're not good enough writers to do that. They really aren't. A Florida man was, this is horrible. How are you doing this around, like... It's another ESPN story, so we never know how this is going to turn out. Florida man busted for X-rated outdoor performance in Manatee County.
Already don't like it.
I don't like it either. I can't say the guy's name because I literally can't say it. There's so many consonants in his name. It's ridiculous. I can't say his name. Can you say his name?
No.
You want to try?
No.
You sure? His middle name's Anthony.
Yeah, that's easy. That's the easy part.
That one's easy.
I'll just call him Tony.
Yeah, call him Tony. So they said that this guy, 38 years old, he was on a nature trail in Manatee County, and he decided to create a peep show for people who were walking the trail. And as he was exposing himself, if people weren't looking at him, he would holler at them to make sure that they did. Yeah. He was taken into custody. In fact, he faces charges of indecent exposure. And apparently this is his routine. So his charges, he's got some more serious charges as well, because this isn't the first, second, or third time he's done this on a nature trail in Florida. Right? Stay with us. Our friends over at Hillsdale College want to wish you a Merry Christmas and thank you for all of your support for their amazing institution this past year. As you know, Hillsdale was founded in 1844 to offer the education needed to preserve civil and religious liberties, and they hold true to that mission today. So their students are able to pursue their academic studies and engage in really robust and good will academic debate on all the issues that we're told to, you know, we have to be brainwashed to discuss anymore today. They teach critical thinking, not critical race theory, at Hillsdale College. So they have a special video featuring their sacred music choir singing A Little Town of Bethlehem. You can access that only at Dana 4 FOR Hillsdale.com. Grinchliketurn.com. It will definitely get you in the mood this Christmas season. And again, they just want to thank you for supporting their mission. And you don't have to attend Hillsdale to take advantage of everything that they have to offer. When you go to DanaForHillsdale.com, where you can see their choir singing, you can also access a ton of free resources there. So you don't have to be on their college campuses to take advantage. You can be anywhere in the world. Just access it at DanaForHillsdale.com and check out all of those free resources to help you celebrate the season. That's DanaForHillsdale.com. 500,000 Americans money to buy homes. They said on Thursday, this was yesterday after radio, that they're looking to help hundreds of thousands of households realize their dream of home ownership. They said they want to reduce housing costs. Now, their response or their remedy to reducing housing costs isn't for the government to spend less. It's not for sound economic policy. It's not for smart fiscal moves. They just want to give away everybody else's money. It's called the Neighborhood Homes Investment Act. And they said that they want to promote homeownership and they just want to give people money for homes. That's it. They want to give people money for homes. And they act like that's somehow going to generate revenue, which I don't understand how that is. I mean, the reason the housing market is in this mess right now is because you got the Fed that's dealing with inflation, and it's a bit of a mess. You have the rising, what I think it's like the most rapid, they said it was the most rapid clip of rising rates since the 80s, and that's why borrowing costs are so high right now. You have two decade highs, and the supply of homes that people can even buy, there's not a lot out there. I mean, the inventory is kind of low. They think that this, that just giving money to people to buy homes, that's going to solve it. That's going to solve the whole issue. Are you? That's not going to do anything. You okay, Kane? You all right over there?
I'm all
right. You feeling okay today? We had our Christmas dinner yesterday, our radio Christmas dinner. You ate a lot of red meat, didn't you? You okay?
Yeah, I did. Had some scotch, some red meat, and some wine.
And some ice cream.
Crazy ice cream drink.
Yeah, you had some ice cream too.
Yeah. So add that to the stupidity that we're looking at right now.
Yeah, because you look like
not feeling
a dad that like pulled the car over and just already took his kids and beat them out on the road. That's what you look like over there right now.
The Fed has already committed to lowering rates in 2024. So we're seeing somewhat of a tiny rebound in the real estate market, at least in the near future. What he's doing is same thing with the borrowing, student loan stuff. It's not his money to do this.
This is like trying to explain whack bat to somebody.
Right.
He thinks, well, we'll lower the cost of borrowing even more by just giving people money to buy a house. Look at how much we lowered the cost of buying a house.
With no self-realization that by doing all of these things through the government, mm-hmm. you're increasing mm-hmm. inflation, which then the feds have to increase rates.
This is the government's money, King.
Right. Then they have to increase rates to battle the inflation. Which is what's causing the rise of mortgage rates now. It's dumb.
Yeah, but
this is dumb.
Just giving them the money. It's sick from the government.
No, no. Don't do that.
Man, who's in charge of their economic policy over there? I would love to know that. This is wild. So, yeah, in addition to the forgiving, air quotes, of the student loan debt. Oh, but wait, there's more. Would you like to hear more?
Oh, God.
So do you remember how Gavin Newsom, one of his biggest boondoggles, is the high-speed rail? The high-speed electric rail that's going to take people from L.A. to San Francisco. So now there's a new rail called Brightline West that's going to take people from L.A. to Vegas in just 2 hours. You know you can drive that, right?
In two hours.
You literally can drive from Vegas to L.A. in 2 hours. It's something you literally can do. It's actually, I think it's a pretty drive. They said that they just gave this project $3 billion, the Biden administration, so that you can now take a high-speed electric train from L.A. to Vegas in the exact same amount of time that you can drive. So great. They said that the cash infusion comes after officials at Brightline said they needed federal funding to help bring the project to life because nobody else was interested in it. They listen to the way this is billed. Oh, man. It's the Brightline West. The planned route will traverse the notorious Nevada desert in just 2 hours and only cost $12 billion to create. You want to know what's funny? Your car can traverse the notorious Nevada desert also in just 2 hours. And it doesn't cost $12 billion. It's pretty amazing. It's not even 12. It doesn't even cost $12 billion to do that. This is so stupid. And they said that the planned route is the brainchild. I love that's the phrase that they try to use to make stupid stuff sound smart. Of Wes Edens. So he owns a football team. He owns the Bucks and then Aston Villa FC. And he founded Brightline. And they, I mean, this is so stupid. Why do you need to do that? And it's interesting, too, where all it stops at. Because remember the high-speed rail that they were trying to get in L.A. to San Francisco? It got so ridiculous. It ended up costing something like $1,100 billion. And it was stopping off everywhere, that even in rural places where there was nobody getting on a train there, because everybody wanted a piece of the pie. You get like subsidies. Everybody wanted a piece of the pie. So they said that this, so it goes from Vegas. It's supposed to hit Victor Valley, Hesperia, and then Rancho Cucamonga. And then they said that's the planned route. And then they want to link it up with the California high speed rail. And they also have plans to maybe link it up with Amtrak. And I mean, there's so many. You see, now it's going to get crazy. And then they think that they could probably have it meet somewhere near Palmdale. And then that could go up to the Bay Area. I mean, this is going to be so bad. It's not going to cost this much. It's going to cost 50,000 times more than this. But they just got $3 billion in taxpayer dollars. Why are they so obsessed with trains? Why? I don't know. This is a great question. I really don't know. In the meantime, while they're spending this money on trains, inflation is so bad. Now they say the American dream. Guess how much it costs now to get married, buy a home, and raise kids, cover health care, and retire. And then you got to, you know, consider your $8,000 in today's dollars, $8,000 funeral. $3.4 million.
What? I don't have that.
Well, I guess you're not going to get buried, man. Oh. I know, I'm going to cut something. Yeah, that's from Investopedia. They said raising two kids costs about an average of $576,000, actually almost $577,000 on average. Thanks, government. As we move, our partners over at Kel-Tec, the P15. I have this. This is one of the best 9mm out there. If you don't have Kel-Tec's P15, this is something that you definitely should be on your Christmas wish list because it's just an awesome, dependable gun. First off, it's the lightest, slimmest, double-stack concealed carry 9mm on the market. So unloaded, it's only 14 ounces. Holds 15 plus 1 standard capacity round. Standard capacity, 15 plus 1. And you have a Tridom and fiber optic front sight, fully adjustable fiber optic rear sights, striker fire reliability, super sweet trigger. There's two versions. You got the polymer version, which has that gator grip texture, makes for super easy, accurate handling. And then what I like to think is the fancy version. It's a metal version, and it has those beautiful, beautiful classic wood grips. It just looks like an old James Bond gun, but, you know, like for today, it's like a modernized 60s Sean Connery style Bond gun. It's super cool looking, but love both of them. And again, the P15, this is excellent for concealed carry. It's lightweight, it's accurate, lightest, thinnest. It's super easy to conceal, especially for ladies. We wear things a little differently than dudes do. This is one you need in your everyday carry rotation. So check it out at KelTecWeapons.com. Make the P15 your concealed carry go-to. KelTecWeapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Oh, man. There's so much gross stuff that I was reading some of Lorraine's notes for the Hunter Biden case. It's so bad, dude. I just totally grossed myself out right before we started this segment. I'm sorry. All right. I'm going to share it with you because if I have to know it, you do too. Inside the Durango Casino and Resort, it's Las Vegas' new $780 million 15-story casino built miles away from the Sin City Strip. It's just for locals. It's just for townies. They designed it as a contemporary desert. I just heard the thought in Kane's head. I'm going to challenge that. Designed as a contemporary desert oasis. And they said that it's 83 square feet of casino floor. I don't gamble, but I like the showbiz aspect of it. You know what I mean? Like, I like the Rat Pack, like the Rat Pack kind of stuff. But $780 million casino and hotel, but it's only for locals. They're only targeting locals. They're not telling you can't go if you're a tourist, but they'd prefer, it's, you know, it's more of a local thing. It looks real ritzy on the inside. Now they have, apparently there's polished brass everywhere. I felt like that was singled out in this. Washington Post staffers walk out in the biggest labor protest in 48 years. So I guess, you know, that democracy is going to die in darkness over there. I've been waiting. You know how long I've been waiting to say that with something like this? Locusts are swarming the skies of Mexico, leaving people fearing the world is ending. Like some, locusts are gross. I'm thinking of cicadas. I like the noise that cicadas make, but they're gross. I just don't like looking at them. I pretend they don't exist. I pretend it's the sound that the tree makes. Locusts freak me out because they fly crazy. They're weird. They're ugly. They're gross. If I see one, I think that the world's ending. So I can't even imagine what people in Mexico seeing, like hordes of them, swarms of them. Yeah, that's nasty. But they said that it's been horrific. Just these swarms of locusts. There's video there. I mean, they're just all over. This gets horrific. People have to shut all their windows. They said that the gardens are being stripped. The lemons are being chewed on. Everything. And they said that it's just because of these insane locusts. It looks like if you put a bunch of pepper on your scrambled eggs, that's how many locusts look. That's it against the clouds in all these videos, that's how many there are. It's just so gross. Let's see here. Tiger Woods. I don't care about any of these other people. So here's the other thing. Hunter's online grody habit was 1/5 of the total Owasco business line of credit expenses in 2018. I am not even exaggerating. That's a lot. Did he keep the industry alive? That's so nasty. Seedy has a new definition. It's just Hunter Biden. It's just synonymous with Hunter Biden. That's so... We're going to be talking about this more. We're going to be talking about this a lot more. And last but not least, let's see. Hollywood jobs are down about 20% this year. But it's not because of the strikes, they say. The Hollywood Deadline had the story. They said it's not because of the strikes. They said that it peaked in April. But now they said there's almost 25,000 fewer workers. The strikes contributed to it, but there's a lot of other things, including, yeah, inflation hits everything. Stick with us.
Recognizing your resentments and trying to let them go. That's the way that I do it. The way that I do it is, number one, I recognize that none of this is necessarily about me. They are trying to, in their most illegitimate way, but rational way, they're trying to destroy a presidency. And so it's not about me. In their most base way, what they're trying to do is they're trying to kill me, knowing that it will be a pain greater than my father could be able to handle.
What in the world? What a self-aggrandizing cokehead. I mean, he's a male whore. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. Hunter Biden there saying that they're trying to, I guess he's talking about Republicans, this ongoing investigation, saying that they're trying to kill me, knowing that it's going to be a pain greater than my father would be able to handle. No, you're doing that yourself, dude. No one forced you to do the blow. No one forced you to hire, you know, $5 million worth of hookers. Nobody forced you to do any of this. You did it yourself because you thought you were untouchable. And then when you get hit for it, then you're like, well, this isn't about me. What a way to dodge accountability. It actually is literally about you. It's literally about you. And by the way, it's not just Republicans. I mean, honestly, this came to light because of Democrats. Democrats that are trying to push out Joe. So it's really not just about Republicans either. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash here with you. You can listen coast to coast. You can stream the radio program as well. Channel 347 DirecTV. You can also watch it. YouTube and Facebook. No, this is exactly, do they really think that they're like the Kennedys? When you hear him talk about that, when you hear him say this stuff, that's what it seems like, that he has it in his head, he and his family, that they are like these, they're some kind of aristocracy, American aristocracy, and it's just not the case. He's in the situation because of willful actions that he performed. That's all there is to it. And he was reckless and sloppy. And that's why he got caught. No one set out to get him. You're not that precious, dude. It's not about, well, it's because of who my dad is. It's you acted like a fool, and you expect every other American to follow laws that you yourself reject and make a mockery of. Audio soundbite 19, he still insists that this is a Russian disinformation thing. This is just wild. Is he high? Like, listen, I can't make heads or tails of it, whether he is or not. Listen.
Which, by the way, this whole idea that this may not in every aspect be a Russian disinformation campaign, but it has literally every earmark of what the Russians did.
Yeah.
There's, what's it called? It's called eliminationist rhetoric. Eliminationist rhetoric was something that the Nazis came up with
as a
tool to undermine their political rivals. And then Putin has fine-tuned it.
So everyone who is criticizing him for spending $5 million on hookers and blow is a Nazi. And it's all Russian disinformation campaign stuff. Anything else he wants to add there? Is there room for like some Italian fascism? Like what else can he add there? Yeah. Is there more room on that board? Let's just add it. So everyone criticizing him is a Nazi. Wow. Godwin's law on coke. I just wild. He really believes that he should be beyond the realm of accountability. Notice he's never said, yeah, this is me. I mean, it's all him. We know it's him. They've admitted as such in court documents. Why, just say, you know what, I messed up. I made some bad decisions. He can't even be prevailed upon to say that. Because that would denote humility. It would denote accountability. Two things that are entirely foreign to him. You know, he probably has to, the only way he can get women is to pay for them, apparently. I mean, when you hear him talk, it kind of makes sense, right? That whole family is just messed up. What a cracked out family. Does it terrify you to know that the guy who could make that kind of the call, nuclear war, that his kid, his 50-something-year-old infant baby who's high as a kite, is running around the White House and has access to all this stuff, like these top secret documents in his garage? That's kind of a terrifying prospect when you think of it. I mean, you either have that or you have, I mean, at least Trump's documents were in the bathroom of Mar-a-Lago. I think he only used that. So that was some, you know, bathroom reading compared to this. I mean, if you want to have that conversation, this is crazy. Wow. Just the disassociation here. Well, see, they're raised to think nothing's ever your fault. Every offense that you commit, the consequence of that isn't a result of your incorrect choices. It is a direct result of the fight against this family. They act like they're so Joe Biden being president was a fluke. It was a fluke. I think he did it because he was trying to protect his family from all of their grifting and money laundering and everything else. That's what it seems like. Good heavens. That's an actual hot take from him.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.